Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. Love it. All right. So, Todd, we are continuing our conversation on this mini series regarding hiring skills. On episode 612, that's two episodes ago, we talked about all the ways that you can discern for character when you're recruiting volunteers or hiring a staff member, paid or unpaid. How do you, in a sense, microwave that experience to discern for character? So we came up with some pretty interesting ideas. Ultimately, we landed with, do you have a leadership pipeline? And if you do, then you're good to go. If you don't, then this is the, you know, that's the episode to really glean in. And so episode 612, we encourage you to listen into that to just kick off this entire series. But you know, we're on today's episode going to continue by not talking about how you discern for character part two, but how do you actually discern for chemistry?
Right? Because when you're, I was hoping it was going to be competency.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we got to. That, you know, let's bookend it, because anytime you talk about competency, you know, we talk leadership pipeline and there's that side of it. But the chemistry side of things, that's one of those pieces where it's, you could have someone who has the character. I mean, every person you hire should have the right character, especially for a church, right? I mean, that's just like bare minimum. And you know what? I think most of us know how to ask the right questions and get a sense as to whether or not they have the competency to do the job. But I think chemistry is one of those pieces that's overlooked. And when you, especially if you're hiring for a manager, I love what Patrick Lencioni says about this. He says, people don't leave companies, people leave managers. And there are going to be people, they might be a rock star, and this is the whole nine box thing too. They might be a rock star in competency, and their character might be a little bit questionable, and they just kibosh everything because they don't have chemistry with their team. So let's talk about chemistry, Todd. How do you discern for chemistry?
Well, I would ask stuff like, are two atoms of the same element identical?
Dad jokes.
Can
dad
you jokes, yeah. Light a diamond on fire?
Can you what? Light what on fire?
Light a diamond on fire.
I don't think so.
Now, see, that would be, it would work if I was interviewing a chemist, or it would work if I was interviewing a person. Because I could see how they would react to really bad jokes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I would see if we had chemistry based on.
Yeah. Will you're not laughing at my jokes? Well, if I pay you, will you laugh at my jokes? Or right. How desperate do you need this job?
This is true. Yeah.
Okay, so Todd, at Lifeway.
Yes.
You have a reputation for finding incredible people who often will serve with you for a few years and get promoted, right? Or you know, go to that next level. And you just have this reputation for being able to identify these people. And you know what? When I was on your team, I mean, the chemistry that we had together as a team, it was so much fun to work together. How do you discern for chemistry?
Well, I mean, you know, frequent listeners of the podcast know that we talk about personality profiling and different assessments all the time. So they're probably assuming that, and some of our favorite parlor tricks are guessing people's Myers-Briggs. I don't do that with Enneagram, because everybody does that with Enneagram and yeah. It really bothers me. That's another podcast for another day.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But that's not the case. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, It's extremely helpful to know some of those things. But you have to know yourself and know your team. And honestly, it's disappointing sometimes that leaders don't understand themselves well enough, understand what their strengths are and their weaknesses are to put people around them that will, you know, make up for those, but also don't understand their team. It's well enough to know, oh, this is what this person actually does. This is what is on this person's job description, but here's the other elements that are not part of their formal job descriptions that they serve, you know, professionally. And this is the personal part, you know, because the team dynamic is, yes, how we get stuff done, or getting stuff done, but it's also how we get stuff done, I guess.
Yeah.
That's how the personality plays into it, because, you know, we just can't have a bunch of mercenaries and that's it.
Well, yeah. And that's, you know, you got the classic example of a high school group project, right? Like, that's just, you just, it's so, I mean, there are a million sermon illustrations in that about group work and how it's not just about the what of getting the job done, but how are you going to get it done and how are you going to do it in a way that where you like each other and you like doing the job. And because ultimately, when you talk about ministry, ministry is not 9 to 5. And when you're talking about a volunteer, they're giving you their time for free. When you're talking about staff members that you're hiring, I mean, great staff members will always give you more time than you pay them because they love the work and they are bought in. And it's ministry, right? It's life. There's this investment that goes in. But I mean, if you hate going to work, or if you hate serving, or you don't like the people that you are serving together with, whether it's volunteer or paid, they're going to have a short life, a short span on your team.
Well, it's got to be a team player mentality for that person. It can't just be about the job. And so you have to emphasize the team. You have to bring the team into the process, at least the elements of the team that they're going to be interacting with and engaging the most. I mean, ultimately, I'm making the hire, but I'm also having my team interview people, whether or not it was deemed appropriate, you know, by others.
Totally. So let's get to some nuts and bolts around how you can do that. Let's just first hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and then we'll get into some of those nuts and bolts. Jesus' final charge to his disciples was to go and make disciples of all nations. And yet many Christians today struggle to understand what this means for them, and many churches find it difficult to equip the saints for the work of ministry. For the past 15 years, our friends at Downline Ministries have partnered with local churches by equipping men and women to know God's word and make disciples in the context of their homes, their churches, and their communities. They do this through the Downline Institute, a 9-month training program where students are taught Genesis to Revelation, biblical manhood, womanhood, and practical discipleship training. So if you long for a greater knowledge of God's word, a clearer vision for making disciples, and a strengthening of biblical discipleship in your church, check out the Downline Institute's in-person and virtual training options. Downline is offering our listeners $100 off of the tuition costs. Just use the code LIFEWAY when you apply at downlineministries.com. Now back to the episode. All right, Todd. So talking about shared experiences, I remember when I was, this is years ago now, when I was interviewing for your team and, you know, I'd interview with you and, you know, with others in the organization at Lifeway. And then it was lunchtime and we went out to Chewy's together with your team.
Right.
Right. And it was such a funny experience in just social observation, right? As to, it's like, okay, so for me, I'm like, I'm, you know, having conversations, I'm getting to know these other people, I'm seeing how everyone else reacts with one another, seeing what's, you know, I'm looking as the interviewee, do these people like each other? Do they have shared history? Are they only talking about work? Do they even want to be there for lunch? Right. So I am looking at it from that perspective. How about for you from you know, the hiring side of things?
Well, from the hiring side of things, I'm wanting to see some of the same stuff. And the joke among our team at the time was that I told them not to scare Daniel off because I thought he was more spiritual or holy or something than the rest of us. And I was like, hey, I know that you guys love Jesus, but maybe it's because Barnabas was around. I don't know. Like, y'all can't be full on. You can't turn the dial up to 10 on this guy yet. He's going to be moving his family from another country.
Yeah.
To the U.S. in order to take this role. Don't screw this up. I didn't want them to fully scare you off. So really interesting. I'm just being open with everybody, with all of our listeners here. That's not normally, that wouldn't normally be my approach, but everybody on our team does have a pretty distinct and strong personality. It's just for whatever reason, we can get all of those horses aligned and moving in the same direction because they feel a sense of responsibility to each other. One of the things that I often do is try to scare people out of taking the role by talking about the team dynamic and not anybody can be on this team. And that's true. If you look at... if you even look at business analysts that were assigned to our team, we had a reputation of being a tough team to break into, not a tough team to work with, not a team that, you didn't want to participate with on a project or anything. It's just breaking into being one of our team is not an easy task if we didn't select you. And that's part of it, I think.
Yeah. Yes, completely. So when it comes to, how to do this, obviously eating together is one way to discern chemistry. What are your thoughts on getting out of that? Like, do you have any thoughts around getting out of the traditional, meet with the team and let them ask whatever questions that they have or go eat together? Like, would you venture on doing an escape room together? That'd be interesting, eh? On the character and the chemistry side of things.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, I think it's easy to just, the pat answer probably would be sharing a meal together or doing some type of project together. I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast before. For a lot of our listeners, it's not like they're hiring lots of staff all the time, or they have, dozens of staff or something. So one of the ways that you can really test this out, a chemistry thing, would be to contract with the person, but don't treat them like a contractor.
Oh yeah. That's good.
Treat them like a team member to see, okay, how they interact, how they engage. I mean, in some sense, we had an interview with you prior to you coming because you did content for Grid.
That's true.
And so the way you interacted with our team and other people at Lifeway, it wasn't that we were interviewing you necessarily at the time, but it was like, we need to take a look at this guy. For this role, because you came here to do content and then I followed up and tracked you down.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay. Going back to the escape room idea, I actually think that's genius. So, depends on your hiring budget and you wouldn't do this for all your volunteers, or maybe even all your staff members. But if you're maybe hiring a senior staff member, that would be interesting just to go to escape room together.
Right.
And seeing what side of them comes out.
I mean, you could ask them questions about team dynamics and environments and where they thrive. And because we've all been on teams where hopefully we've been on teams where we thrived, and we've been on teams where it didn't go somewhere, or we felt like, you know, we were back in high school on that special project.
Yeah.
So maybe asking them some questions about different teams they've served on in the past and what they really appreciated and what they didn't like. So, mm-hmm.
Well, yeah,
he was very averse to sarcasm. It would be tough. That was probably one of the things that was difficult for you when you first came in.
Yeah, I'm not incredibly sarcastic, but.
And we had Barnabas on our team.
Yes.
Barnabas and I, this is Barnabas Piper, who's no longer at life. He's in the church world now. But we were like Statler and Waldorf from The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Just about any conference we would go to, we were just trying to make each other laugh. And often it was. Unfortunately, through sarcasm or cynicism. So
yeah, yeah. fun times. Okay, so there you go. A few thoughts around discerning for chemistry. Next time we're together on episode 616, we're going to be talking about how to discern for competency. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.